Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Pei Hei. Mitzvah Resh Pei Hei is the mitzvah of Hakdashas Ba'ali Mumin Legabe HaMizbeach. This is the first of a series of eight mitzvos that are related to Ba'al Mum. If you look in the continuation, we're going to have an Isser relating to every Avoda relating to the Ba'al Mum. You're not allowed to be Zorek the Dam of a Ba'al Mum, Shech the Ba'al Mum, be Mak to the Emurim of a Ba'al Mum. You're not allowed to cause something to become a Ba'al Mum. One's not allowed to accept a Ba'al Mum even from non-Jews Karbanos. And of course, there's going to be one mitzvah saseh in this group, and that'll be the next mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah to bring a Karban Tamim. So again, all of these are coming up. The next eight mitzvos relate to Ba'al Mum. After that, we have, again, somewhat related, it could be a Mum, but it's somewhat different in the issue of bringing a Karban before it's 8 days old and shechting a mother and daughter on the same date. There are other issues that come up related, but today is the first really of eight specific explicit ones that have to do with Ba'ali Mumin. So today's Isser is the Isser of Hakdasha, even before the Avoda, just making an animal into Hekdash, and it is a Ba'al Mum. And I want to give it Lagavi HaMizbeach. Obviously, I can give whatever I want for Kudusha's Bedek HaBayis. If I want to give just the value of something, I can give a chair, I can give a table, I can give a Ba'al Mum, if I want to give the Damim. But if I'm Makdash Ba'al Mum to be Hukrav Al Gabi HaMizbeach, so that is the Isser De Oraisa. The Mefarshim note, the Menachas Chinuch discusses this a little bit, that if you look later on in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Taf Tzadik Dalet, Mitzvah 494, there's an Isser of being Makriv a Ba'al Mum over. Ba'al Mum that only has a temporary Mum, that's also an Issa D'Oraisa to be Makriv. Makriv means the Avodas. The question is, does today's Isser of being Makdish, is there an Issa to be Makdish, a Ba'al Mum over? So that is not 100% clear. That is the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, where he discusses maybe the other Avodos apply to even a Ba'al Mum over, but he's not sure about this one, about Hakdasha. There is at least Derek Drush, a thought in the Yagdol Torah that's quoted from one of the Rebbes, where he once said that at a Shabbos table, that the Gemara says, HaMakdash Tumimim, the carbon has to be Tam, and a Ba'al Mum is Pasul HaGrava, as we're learning. So the question is, he started to cry, and he said, Oy vey, how are we Moser Nefesh ourselves? We're Mekayim, Mrs. Kriyashma, Vesiris Nefesh, but a person is Chote, is a Ba'al Mum. And if we're Ba'ali Mumim, we're Pasul LaHakrava. So Miyad Amar B'Simcha, he says, no, we're only Ba'ali Mumim over. Ba'al Mum over. He says, only to actually be Makrav it, but to be Makdashit, so then it's okay. Mum over Kasha LaHakrava, Vesel Yisrael, Achetu, Kumum over Dami. Kibrega Echad, Miyasad Shuva, Hari Utsadi Gamur. And therefore, if we're Ba'ali Mumim over, and as long as we work on ourselves, we can get rid of the Mum and be makar of ourselves. That's the four days of slichus before Rosh Hashanah is related to 4 days that we check ourselves from mumin, as the Mefarshim explained. So that is all on a drash level related to today's mitzvah. Okay, says the Torah right here in Perek Chaf Beis. Vaydav Hashem Moshe Leimor, Daber Al Aron Ve'Bonav El Kol Bnei Yisrael. Tell all the Jewish people. V'yamartaleihem, ish b'beis Yisrael menager b'Yisrael, asher yakriv karbano, anyone who gives a karban, l'chol nedrim, l'chol nedvosam, if it's a nether or a nedava, l'ratzon chem, you shall give it l'ratzon, something that's ra'ui to be hukrav, tamim zachar, babakar, baksavim, v'yizim, kol asher bo mum, lo sakrivu. That's today's pasuk chaf. Whatever has a mum, one cannot be makrivit. Chazal understand that to be makdish. Kilo l'ratzon yelachem. That will not be l'ratzon. And somebody who does that, the pasuk continues, tamim yel l'ratzon, kamum lo yebo, and the Torah even lists off a number of the mumin. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, shlo nakdish ba'ali mumin la'akriv al mizbeach. There's an issue to be makdish, a ba'al mum to min the mizbeach. V'yavavi shlo akriv, maybe if I never, or the Kohen is never makrivit, still, just being makdish it, l'gabi ha-mizbeach, is itself an isser. Behekdish levad yish isser lav, v'yal hekdish levad ne'mar, and that's what the pasuk is referring to, kol asher ba'al mum lo sakrivu mishum ba'al takdish. We know from other areas of halacha that just being makdish something already has significance. We know that from the principle in the world of Kinyanim, Amiraso Lagavoa Kimisiraso Lahektish. Just saying that somebody's going to go to Hekdesh, that basically substitute or is a Maisa Kinyan. So you find in the world of Kinyanim that Amira Ligavoa is Chashuv. So here in the world of Baali movement, also the world of the Amira itself is Chashuv, and it is enough to make you one violate another. We'll see if they have time at the end. We'll talk more about that halachic principle. Misharshi HaMitzvah, Mechashavna Lamala, Balav, Yud Beis, what we said earlier, if you look back in Mitzvah Reisha in Zion, where we spoke about a Baal Mum Kohen going into the Heichal, that is a separate Isser. So here too, the Isser of being Makdish a Baal Mum Lamizbech. Related to that, what I just said, Rav Saratskin in the Zion Latara notes that there are many more psulim, mumin, for koanim than there are for animals. If you look at the Rambam, there are 140 mumin for the koanim, and there are only 50 mumin for the animals. Haray, says the Zion Latara, Shekbita Torah Yoser al Tamus Hamakriv me al Tamus Hanikrav. There's more kpeda given to the makriv than to the nikrav. What do you learn from that? Mizev Sherlomod, Sha'ata, Sheilonu Bavonusenu Arabim, Lokoim Bavodasov, Lokarban. Nowadays we don't have a carbon. What do we have? We have Tefillah. So we, the Daveners, the Mispalel is the Makriv. The Tefillah itself is the Nikrav, is the carbon. Sheyoser Yishlahak, but Allah Makriv, Allah Tamos, the Mispalel, Me Allah Etzema Tefillah, Sheidimos Anikrav. Meaning, the items that we have to get ourselves, the gaver ready. Kisui erva, taras, makom, dvar machovsim oso, like the Rambam describes, kavanas halev. All of those are even more, what is he more worried about, pizmanazeh, than the etzam atfilah, which was written by the Ajik and Esagadola. And it has inherent power, obviously. The more kavana we have, the more powerful it is. But it has inherent power even without it. But we have to be so machbit on the makriv, and not just on the nikrav. That's what the Aznayim Latorah suggests relating to our issue. And just one other ha'ara in terms of Ashkafa, and then we'll get back to the halachas. Rav Hirsch writes, not here, but in the beginning of Vayikra, all the way at the beginning, Perek Aleph, Pasuk, Beis, and Gimel, he discusses that the symbolism of a carbon, as we know, is a symbolic of the person. If there's anything lacking in the carbon, so that's basically saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry about that limb. I'm not focusing on that limb, and therefore, I'm giving a carbon anyway, even with a problem. So we can't do that, because then we're saying, don't worry about that part of my Avodas Hashem, of the limb of my body, which is connected to that mitzvah, to that Aveira. If that's imperfect, so we're reflecting that we don't care about that area of our life. Anything missing, in the words of Rav Hirsch, of the living creature, which is to express our relation to God, would give the idea of excluding this missing organ, and thereby the sphere of our life, which this organ serves to represent, from our relation to God, and from our giving ourselves up to Him in that particular sphere. We should not be giving ourselves up completely to the bond with our God as we should with every particle of our being and in every sphere of our life. We can't hold anything back. And therefore, if the carbon reflects and symbolizes us, just like we have to be perfect with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the carbon, which symbolizes that, has to be perfect as well. So this is the Isser of being Makdish Abal Mum Lagabe HaMizbeach. Midini HaMitzvah, some of the halachas of the mitzvah, Klomar, Mahina Mumin HaPoslin V'kama, what are some of the halachas, what are the Mumin? Kasafti Gamkin, Ksas Mizelamala Balav Yud, Vakob Aruchim, Mesechus Bechoros. So that is described at length in Mesechus Bechoros. Venohekas Bechomachma Bechozman, Bezachar Bebekavis. This applies always, Bechozman. It applies always, even Bezmanazet. Says the Chiduch, this applies. V'kala over alav hikdash ba'amum avilu bizmanazeh over alav zeh. Was that supposed to be makdash bizmanazeh? It's just going to lead to problems. What are you going to do with a carbon bizmanazeh? But if somebody's actually makdash a carbon bizmanazeh, so it attains kedusha. And if somebody's makdash a ba'amum bizmanazeh, one violates this iser. The Minchas Chiduch notes that if you look in the coming up mitzvos, the Chiduch says they do not apply bizmanazeh. For example, in the iser of being zorek dam bizmanazeh, or the iser of being matal mum bikachim, all of those, the chinuch says, for example, I'm reading resh pei ches, ein lachashem iser menogim mayom, lefish ein lanam izbeach bavon oseinu. We can't do the avodas, you can't count srikas adam. We can't do shchita, she can't count srikas adam. We can't do hakdara. So all of those. But interesting though, in contrast to this, he counts the iser of hakdashas baal mum. Because that iser is not an avoda, that's pre-avoda. And that could be done bizmanazeh. What could give kedusha to a karban even without the mizbeach? Not a good idea. But that's why the chinuch says that this mitzvah applies even bizmanazeh. This iser. Umin hanireh, now he continues, shalo yieh bazeh malkus, lefi she'ein bo maisa. If I had my druthers, says the chinuch, I would not give malkus to somebody who violates this iser. Because there's a lav she'ein bo maisa. The problem is the Rambam. Aval Reisi Arabam Zechorno Levracha. I saw the Rambam holds that one does get Malkus. Shekasav Shamaktush Baal Mum Lok. If somebody's Maktush Baal Mum, they're going to get Malkus. So why is that? It's also, what's the difference with other Lav She'im Bo Mises? V'ulai suggest the Chinuch Ya'aseihu Kameimir She'yesh Ba Malkus V'yavu B'she'im Bo Mises. Maybe the Rambam compares Hakdoshas Baal Mum to Temura. Tamura, one gets Malkus, even though it's an Ein Bo Mais, and even if you're Mamer on a Baal Mum, as we learned back in Meseches Tamura. Shezev is a Hekdeshu. Being Mamer is just like being Makdash. That's a huge discussion in Lundis, but the Kedusha is achieved. So if Tamura gets Malkus, so do this. And then he ends off, a love Nishma v'tor nevakesh b'piyu, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. The Rambam is a malach. We have to listen to him, even if we don't understand it or like it. But that's what the Chinuch says. I'm not sure exactly why the Rambam says you get malachus here. Maybe it's compared to Temura. The problem is that the Rambam himself says that Temura is an exception to the rule. That Temura is a lav she'ein bo maisa, and you still get malachus. The Rambam says that at the beginning of Hilchas Temura. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, halacha, Aleph in Temura, v'lama loken ala Temura v'hilav sheba nita klase, and also you don't get Malkus. Says the, let me just read before that, I'm sorry. Kala meimer loke al kol behemo behema, she yamir, she'era lo yaklifet of lo yamir oso, v'yavo v'shalo asa maisa. Even though it's a lav sheba maisa, you get Malkus. V'pi ha-shmu alamdu, she'kal mitzvah losa, say sheba maisa, ein loken aleha. You usually don't. Chutz, except for three things. Three averis. Nishba, umeimir, umakalas, chaveir b'shem. These are the only three exceptions in the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. So the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet says, I don't understand how the Chinuch could say, oh, maybe the Rambam thinks Hakdosh's Baal Mum is paralleled after Temura, and therefore it's considered a Maisa. Or, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa. Mimanavshach, the Rambam should mention that. If he thinks it's parallel to Temura, then he should mention it here. And if it's not parallel to Temura, and it's somehow considered Yesh Bo Maisa, so then that is difficult. Why the Rambam doesn't mention it. Either way, that's the Chinuch suggestion that he compares it to Temura. The Menachas Chinuch in Oz Dalet first says, I don't understand why the Chinuch even has a problem with this, because I could come up with a case of this Isser of Hakdash's Baal Mum with a Maisa. Near me divrei Rav Machaber, to lo mishkachas lo bazeh halav Maisa klal. It sounds like from the Chinuch that you can never do this action, this Isser with a Maisa. Ubehemes mishkachas lo gam halav azeh. I can figure out a case, says the Menachas Chinuch, where you would be doing it actively. Yesh ba maisa, even here. What's that case? Kigon. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. The two goats of the Yom Kippur. How do we make them kadosh? How is one decided to be Lashem and one Lazazel? We know you have to have a goral. Lo mishkach shekosme perachai de goral. What happens if somebody, the Kohen in charge, the Kohen Gadol, takes a Baal Mum to do the Hagrola on? And right when he does the Hagrola and he picks it up and he says Lashem, that's a Maisa. He went through the Maisa of Hagrola and that is being Makdash a Baal Mum. Im Kain says the Minchas Chinuch, Ein Lacha Maisa Gadol Mizeh. V'kodem shehigril bavada, Ein Lachai Mishem Baal Takdash L'divrei HaKol. One doesn't violate in this case, im kainim higral al balmum chayim malchus mishum bal takdish, and therefore if somebody does hagrala of a balmum, they violate the iser of lo takdish. He says, I don't know why the Chinuch doesn't mention it. I don't know why the Rambam doesn't mention this, but I think this is the truth. He says in the end of the paragraph, al mikal makom nearly barer bez Hashem yismarach kimo shekasafti. I think this is the truth. But either way, that's what he's bothered. That even if you want to say that it should not be compared to Temura, this case is Yesh Bo Maisa. And then he gets into the issue that has come up in the past. What if you have an Issa that can be violated with a Maisa and without a Maisa? Do you say it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa because it can be done without a Maisa? So even if you do it with a Maisa, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't think the Chinuch holds that, even though the Chinuch says it in other places. So therefore he thinks that at least in these cases where you do a Maisa, you should be Chayef. Right? In Yonah Dioma, next week, in terms of Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh, the Rambam Shita, the Rambam says, one does not get Malkus for Bal Yerah by Yimatzeh unless one goes out and buys Chametz and actively has Chametz in one's Rishus. So the Rambam himself is Bechalik between, within one Avera, whether you get Malkus or you don't get Malkus. The stipler in Temura, in Simen Beis, is Mechalik even, between Temura and Makdash Baal Mum, where he says, how is it possible that if you're Makdash Baal Mum, it can be considered a Maisa somehow? Mashiach came by Temura, because he asked there, what's the root of the Isser of Temura? Is the root Isser of Temura the added kedusha to the second animal or the removal of the kedusha of the first animal. Because we know Temura does two things. Temura, I have animal A, which is a carbon, and now animal B is going to become hektish, and I was trying to remove the kedusha from animal A. So what's the root of the isser? The trying to remove the kedusha, but it doesn't work anyway, or the adding the kedusha to the second animal in a Temura way instead of in a regular hakdusha way. So says the Stipler, pashtus, you would say, is just the removal. Because the added kedusha that comes on the second animal, the Gemara even calls that nitak la'aseh. The Gemara wouldn't call that nitak la'aseh if that's part of the iser. V'hashti inema sheish kpedas ha'torah chalos kedusha shniya u'muzer aleh ikin echad shalikro lazeh b'shem nitak la'aseh. So therefore, the Stipler assumes that the root iser of Temura is the removal of the kedusha of the first animal that you try to do. We say it doesn't work. Avilo Mahani in this case. But that's what you tried to do, and that's why that's usr. So says the Stipler, that's why our case is different. Because when do you consider it a Maisa, which the language of Chazal to Bidibura is Avid Maisa, that's where you are instilling Kedusha in an improper way. So that's here, Hakdasha's Balmum. But the root issue of Temura is not the Kedusha, that's chal on the second animal, but really the try to remove the Kedusha on the first animal, and that's why the Rambam is mechalik. Matish balmum shahi is avin maisa, hu adavar shasarta Torah, bazepo, sega Rambam, the chashav yish ba maisa. Mashaikim when it comes to the Isser of Temura. Okay, that is the Stipler to help explain the Rambam, why the Rambam would say that Temura is a lavsha ein bo maisa, but you're going to get malchus for it. While he doesn't mention Hakdashas Baal Mum in that case, because maybe he considers Hakdashas Baal Mum as a maisa, because the Bidibura is Avid maisa. Good. One or two other points in the Minchas Chinuch. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Gimel, what about Para Aduma? What if somebody is makdish a para aduma balmum? Meaning everything is perfect, but it's a balmum. Never has all red hair, bachulu. So do we say that there is an isser regarding para aduma? Para aduma is always an interesting topic because it's a carbon, but it's not really a carbon. The avodah is done in Har HaZeisim. It's burned there. You don't do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So, and Sadeh Gemara says that maybe it only has kachi betek abayi, so it doesn't have to just a goof. But it's an animal. And you're using the goof of the animal, so that's his question in Os Gimel. In Makdash Osa Baalas Mum, im over alav de Baal Takdash, v'chein im shokhin ozorek, because maybe you would say that it shouldn't violate, because the language of the Rambam, the language of the Chinuch is, ha Makdash Baal Mum la Mizbeach. And here it's not going la Mizbeach. Unless we say that the altar that he builds, that the assistant Kohen Gadol builds on Har HaZeisim, has the status of la Mizbeach. So that's what's unclear in the poskim, and the Minchas Chinuch brings up that question. Another important ha'ara that's brought up in Oz Vav, and this we discussed many months ago, in Oz Vav in the Minchas Chinuch, he says there is a concept of She'ela. She'ela, where do we discuss this? Back in Mitzvah Ayin Beis, the Isser and Pashas Mishpatim of taking off Trumas and Maestros in an improper order. If I don't follow the exact order, so that's an Isser Daraisa, or the Isser of So the Minchas Chinuch there discusses if somebody violated this Isser, let's say they took off Truma and then Bikurim and then this and this, so they should, it would work if they're Shoel on their Hafrasha. And because it's possible to be Shoel on their Hafrasha, says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be that they must. It's a mitzvah. If they're Shoel on their Hafrasha, so then Mimela, they won't violate the Isser, and that's what they should do. Says the Minchas Chinuch here, in Oz Vav, you can't do that here. What if somebody's Makdash Baal Mum? Could they be Shoel on their Hakdasha? Don't we have Shoel on Hakdasha? So the Minchas Chinuch says, yes, you can be Shoel on Hakdasha, but it's too late. You have already violated the Isser, you're still going to get Malchus. Why? Because when do we say you could get out of something where something isn't inherently an Avera? I took off Truma. It's not inherently an Avera. It's just that I did it before I took off Bikurim. That's why it's a problem. It's a problem based on context. So the She'ela that I would do would get out of the context problem, and Memela, there wouldn't be an issue. But here, the words that you said themselves are the Avera. You were Makdish Baal Mum. You can't get rid of Averas once you do an Avera. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu could do that with Shuvah. But you can't be Shoel. And therefore he says, I don't think you could get out of this Malchus. He says, nearly Deloke, even if you're Shoel. Nehida Hektish Yotze Lechulin. Even if the Hektish goes out Lechulin, Lulib. The Baal Mum is no longer a carbon. Mikol Makom Al Halav Avar. You already violated the Aveira. Kilo Matzinu B'Shem Makom in B'Shas HaDibur Hi Aveira the Tani Shela. Anytime you have an Isser Dibur, you don't find that you can be Shoal on that. Kamo Shavu Ashav O Sheker Gosha Achalti V'Lo Achal O LaHefech B'Vade Loke Imki Nachanami. Right, if I swear that I ate something and I didn't eat it, I can't go bishol on my shvu and not get malchus. Unless maybe you could say this is different than shvu, because here there's a status achieved that you're undoing the status. I don't think it's going to get out of it. I didn't find the beferish anywhere, but I think that it is not, you're not going to be able to get out of the malchus. He says, Tamura, maybe you would be able to get out of the continuation, but not your malchus. One final point, and that is the Chinuch does not mention, but in Os Yudalid, the Minchas Chinuch discusses Ibayis in the Gemara in Menachas and Daf Pehe, which the Rambam discusses in Isurei Mizbeach in the sixth parak, that not only does this Isra of Hakdoshas Baal Mum apply to animals, the Gemara at least has Ibayis about other items. What if your Makdish flour that is inappropriate to use for a mincha, or your Makdish wood that's wormy? Hamakdish Yayin Pasul, O Soles Psula, O Shemen Pasul, O Eitzim Psula Mamizbeach. Those are the four Ibayas that are unanswered in Menachas Peivav. So the Rambam says, Pei, Hey Amabez, says the Rambam, Harei Adavar Safek, Im Domim Lebalmum Kebehema, Veloke, O Enoch Abalmum, Safek, Lefichach Eno Loke, Umakanos Omakas Martus. Therefore, I'm not sure, you're not going to get Malkus Daraisa, you will get Malkus Dirabanan. The Radvaz there asks, The Kashli Kivinit Study Abayas Shavin, Amai Boila Ravar, Bazma Zimni. The same issue. Doesn't know why Rava asks all of these four questions about oil and about flour and about Eitzim, right? It's all the same question. So the Radvaz works very hard to try to figure out exactly why each question can stand on its own. Just the end off there, and with this we'll finish. There are four malchus when it comes to karen behema. Ubiyayin solus v'shemen ve'etzim like elishtayim. Makdish and makriv. Right, they only have two. V'tzorach iyan im besolus yilka makas maradis gamala kemitza. He has the suffix. What about to be comates, the solus that is inappropriate according to the tzad? Well, even if you don't, we don't know. At least you get makas mardis. Would you get makas mardis for that iser as well? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with the Baal Mum mitzvahs in the coming days.